I was going to ask you what value amateur radio was to you in this, but I think you've already made that clear.
Invaluable. I don't know how. I just can't imagine. For example, we had a guy, I was at the emergency management office today. We've been down there constantly. The FEMA people have been there, and after we take our storm spotting shirts off and we, after we've, you know, done damage assessment, we go into damage assessment, and I work in operations down there, and so we were answering phones all day. You know, people want to donate, and it's been unbelievable, the outpouring of people wanting to donate. But I picked the phone up, and this guy said, I'm the DA for Tuscaloosa County, a district attorney. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I want to know who found my daughter and her husband. And I said, well, tell me a little bit about, you know, the scene. I said, we had hundreds of people, you know, there was people everywhere. I mean, it could have been anybody. And he said, well, they were on Maxwell Loop Road, and right then I knew that was the intersection that we stopped at. He said she was in a car, and she was thrown. The car landed about 300 yards from the road, and both of her and her husband were ejected. Well, I knew it was us, and when I said a while ago that we got out of the car, and, you know, my friend Tripp went one way, KG4DMH, he went one way to the cries of somebody, and I went the other. Those were the cries he was hearing, was his this man's daughter, and her husband went through about 7 hours of surgery, and he started crying, and he said, son, he said, I was scared that my daughter would lay there for, or had laid there for, you know, 30, 45 minutes without anybody, you know, tending to her. And he said, y'all were there within 2 minutes. And he said, I just want to tell you thank you. You know, and I just, you know, the chances of me getting that call was pretty unbelievable. You know, whoever else would answer the phone and said, sir, there's no way I can tell you that. But
how do you feel knowing this way that you affected these people's lives?
I was talking to Michael Townsend, KF4YPK, and I said, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that we made an effect on several people's lives. And, you know, I just don't know how other communities do without their amateurs, you know, because if it wouldn't have been for us, you know, these people would have laid there. The man that I found in the trailer that was bleeding pretty bad, he might not have made it, you know, because when I found him, I called Cal at Net Control and said, I need a medic here now. And I had a rough idea of where I was, and within, you know, 10 minutes or so, we had a medic there. The people that didn't have hams around, you know, there's only so many of us, you know, those people were, you know, they just had to wait until somebody heard them hollering. And it was just, how did I feel? How does it make me feel? Good, I guess, you know, is a, to put it lightly, I don't know, it's a life-changing experience, you know. It really makes you think. I mean, I've always wondered what it was like to see a tornado, you know. I mean, we're storm spotters, we're interested in this stuff. I've seen one, I've run from one, and I've seen what it could do to people. When you see people that have lost their wives and their children and, you know, everything they've got, it's, you know, it's just good to be there and be able to help them, you know.